natter that matters, because of course all natters matter. Everything is connection, everything is communication, everything you say helps you understand yourself. And I'm here today with the lovely Natalie Carr. Hello. It's very nice to have you here. Would you like to introduce yourself to people watching and listening?
Of course, yes. I'm Natalie. It all makes sense, doesn't it? I'm mum of two, married for 8 years, long suffering marriage for 8 years. And I was a TA before I had my little girl, and since kind of having her, I was trying to make money on the side of kind of like, you know, maternity, this, that, and the other, and I made my business Athena's Bounty. And from that, I kind of went, you know what? I actually realised I don't like any of the jobs that I worked at, and that's because I just don't like working for other people. I'm going to try this thing of working for myself and see how that goes.
Yes. Oh, everybody says, you work for yourself. You're like, you haven't got an idea what it's like to work for yourself, clearly, if you think that, no. When you were about to go and work for yourself, because you'd kind of started your side hustle, as they call it, what did you think it was going to be like on a day-to-day basis? What did you think was going to happen?
I think in my head, I thought, I was like, I'm going to get this thing out and like, everyone's going to love it. You know, it's going to, you know, and I'll make some good money from this. And then hopefully I'll make enough money and then I won't have to go back to work, et cetera, et cetera. And obviously the reality is it's so, so hard to get seen. And like, I was putting stuff out there that I thought was like, it's good stuff. People were like, this, it's different. I was kind of, I started off doing my poetry, like bespoke poetry, writing poetry for special occasions and things like that. And I thought, I'm just going to go out and do it, because I tried to do it when I was about 17 and no one was really interested. And I was like, oh God. And I completely like deleted the group. And I was like, no, there's no point. I thought, no, this is my chance. Just get over and done it. And rather than doing what I did back when I was 17 and just give up when it wasn't kind of coming, I was like, just keep persevering. What else can I do? How can I change it up? What products can I put my poetry on that people will want to buy? You know, and kind of went from there, really.
And what happened? So what was the journey?
The journey was pretty quiet for you know, the first kind of, I think I started around about like July, September, like the end of the summer holidays, kind of early September time. And it was really, really quiet. My first Christmas, because it was quite late, I hadn't really thought about Christmas. And obviously you have to think Christmas quite early when you're a gifting business. So I was a bit late to the mark, but had a few things that sold, but it wasn't fantastic. The next year kept on, you know, slogging through it and that and the other. And then obviously COVID it's really got busy then. And I was doing really good sales. And because a lot of my poems were, you know, mental health related, a lot of them about, you know, how you're feeling and thinking differently. And so I think people liked that, and they wanted poems to uplift their friends and send to people. So yeah, it was really good then. And it's kind of, I've tried to keep the momentum going since.
And that's the hardest part, isn't it, really, actually? And do you think it's because when you first start, you've got all this optimism and hope and enthusiasm, and then it's not quite as easy as you think it is. And I don't know any, I think, in fact, I mean, I've been coaching women for years. I don't think I've ever met anyone who said, no, it was easier than I thought it was going to be. Oh, it was just a breeze. Oh, yeah, everybody wanted to buy it. I couldn't make it quick enough. I couldn't do it quick enough. No, everybody's like, oh, shit. Even me, I remember the first business I started, and I created the thing and I put out an email and thought, oh, everybody's going to come. And I just sat there like that. Oh, no one came. Oh, so, you know, I've been self-taught, really, as to how I get people to come, how I get that going on. And that sounds like that's been your journey. And yeah. I think it's all a journey, because it changes, doesn't it? Like what happened 3 years ago, and then COVID has changed how we all shop and buy and think and feel. And so we have to change how we're doing things as well. So tell us about your business and what is it you do?
So I make handmade jewellery as well as my poetry. So I was kind of doing the poetry side of things. I was doing it on cards and prints, and I was never really very artistic in my own head. I'm artistic with words, no, not necessarily artistic with painting. And I was trying to do something that I wasn't 100% comfortable with. And so I started thinking, like, you know what, I don't need the bells and whistles of trying to do my own artwork and this, that and the other. The poetry speaks. So I was kind of putting my poetry on like little cards that I was then putting with my jewellery, doing collections for like gemstones, like poetry about the different gemstones and their qualities. And I've done things like Zodiac, and I basically just trying to mix the two in so that people can like sparkle inside and sparkle outside. That's the kind of the mantra that I wanted to go with, really. Because obviously I'm a big girl, and the one thing that always fitted, no matter what size I was a pair of earrings. It didn't matter if I'd put on weight. I could always feel a little bit sparkly and you know, fabulous by putting on earrings. So, yeah.
Scarves, I've got a lot of scarves because they always fit as well. Like, yeah, it's got scarves, earrings. Actually, I used to think shoes, but actually when I put on quite a lot of weight when my parents died, I get went from size 4 to size 5. So shoes are not even my friend anymore, no, but jewellery.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, it's kind of trying to marry up different passions. And it's difficult because sometimes you're like, does it go together? Does it match? But then since I've started doing it, I've noticed lots of other people trying to do it. So I'm like, okay, I must be doing something right in that respect.
I think how do you let people know that they need it is the thing, or they want it? Because it's a very desire-based business, isn't it? It's not like, oh, I need to get some tires for the car. It's not like I've got to have it because I need it. It's I want to have it because it sounds amazing, or it will feel nice. It's like the feel-good factor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is quite hard to get across in marketing. How have you managed that?
Most of the time it's kind of get in that market where they've got something that they want to say to somebody that means a lot to them, or they've got someone that needs a pick me up, and it's like, well, this perfect way, I've got your sentiment with my words, and this is just packaged perfectly for you. You don't have to do any work.
That's very nice. Very good. So who buys your things? What kind of people, and where do they buy? Where can people buy from you?
I think at the moment I've been focusing a lot on face-to-face events because I'm a people person. So I love being able to actually talk to the people that are looking at my stuff and that interaction with them. I think online, since the world opened up, it's dropped a little bit. I think people are kind of like, actually, the human people. And the events is where I'm mainly at and mainly meeting people, and mainly it's people like myself. You know, a lot of people that I speak to have had like mental health problems, so when they're reading my poems, they're like, I really need to hear that. And actually it was a lady that I spoke to at my last craft event. She was buying the positivity mantras that I do for her daughter, who was feeling quite down and having a bad kind of point. And she said, my daughter feels broken. And I'd had a poem that I'd written before, and I shared that poem with her, and she went, can you please send me that? My daughter needs to hear these words. And I'd never really shared those sorts of poems before. My more like darker, you know, kind of when I'm in a bad place types of poems. And she's actually inspired me to go, you know what, I'm going to get my first poetry book published. Just get it out there.
Exciting. But where are you with that? What part of the journey are you on?
I am in the part of proofreading and making sure I've not typos are never my friend. I'm honestly, it's the bane of my life.
Published, and it is honestly, in fact, I've got some cards called She Empowers Herself, and I've just spotted yesterday I spotted a typo on the cards. I'm like, oh, somebody kill me, honestly. Like, they were proofread by 4 people and still we missed it. It's so hard, especially in heading. Check the headings are where the typos seem to sit, because words and things in it that the spell check, it's a tricky one.
I've got it all, the manuscripts kind of put together. I'm just kind of formatting it, proofreading it, got my front cover sorted, and then I'm gonna self-publishing, and I'm just like shitting myself.
When is it gonna come out, do you think, or are you just allowing it to kind of just organically flow?
I'm aiming for spring. I'm aiming for kind of like, I would like it to be ready for Mother's Day, really, because then it can be like, because there's quite a lot of poems about motherhood, and I'm not talking about like the mother, but it's like all rainbows and spots. I'm talking about like motherhood where, you know, you cough and a bit of wee comes out, and that kind of like raw, real motherhood. So I think that's what everyone needs for Mother's Day.
Well, yes, probably. I'm not a mother. I don't have that. Do you know what? That's the one thing of not having kids. I don't have that urinary problem, I know. Okay, well, good luck with it all. And do share it with us when it comes out, won't you? We'd obviously love to see it.
Share
the she enjoys business book community, and wish you all of the luck. Thank you for coming on. It's lovely to have your bright, fresh energy on here. You know, I think words are everything. You know, my whole world is words. So I think people don't understand the power of one word or one sentence or, you know, one mantra or one story. We can really change someone's day, someone's life, just like that. Just like that. So
I do an open mic night where they say about saving, you know, a poet can save someone's life, you know, just by hearing something that resonates. So
yeah, well, as a coach, I've definitely saved people's lives and made people's lives. So saving and making lives, it's a beautiful place to be. So I'm really glad that you're taking the time to do it, and really look forward to seeing what comes out of it as well for you, and maybe you can come back and let us know how it went.
I will, yes.
Thank you very much, Natalie. If you want to get in touch with Natalie Carr, look under here and you'll see links to social media and ways that you can follow her journey for yourself, and also buy that book when it is published, and you know, have your own journey of watching Natalie. So thank you very much for being here. I'll see you again very soon.